doesn't say, I'm the God of your fathers. He doesn't turn around and say anything about anything he did with Moses. The first thing he says, a record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop for the message, Jesus, the Son of David. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 1 through 17.
The Bible says when Abraham gave his tithe to Melchizedek, God called him blessed, not only him, but Levi, who was in his loins, who had never manifested. I mean, you got Abraham, you didn't have Isaac yet, and you didn't even have Jacob, and you didn't have 12 sons. They're still locked up in Jacob's body. Jacob is still locked up in Isaac's body. Isaac is still locked up in Abraham's body. None of them had manifested. But because God is awesome, he can look through genealogy and through time. And he called Levi, the third son of Jacob, blessed, and called him a giver. He saw him giving. Thank you, Lord. As God is beginning to unfold, out of your body will come this man. And he's going to build me a house. We know Solomon built the house, but he's extending it beyond Solomon. This one will have a kingdom that will last forever. Glory to God. History after the death of Moses and all of the things that we covered at 8 o'clock this morning is very unique. But let me deal with the Davidic covenant, God's plan for the ages. When God established David as king over Israel and promised to make his name great, he wasn't just talking to David, but he was talking to his bloodline and to those kings that would come from him and to the man called Christ. He says, he'll give David a royal kingdom in which the promises made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, even Israel, will be fulfilled through his lineage. So every covenant that he made, starting with Abraham, all the way through Moses, even now, will be fulfilled through the seed of David. And I will raise up a Davidic descendant who will build a house for the Lord, and his throne and kingdom will last forever. God's steadfast love, his covenant keeping ability, would never depart from the descendants of David. Glory to God. This is God's plan for redemption. And with every covenant that he made, from Noah to the Mosaic, to Abraham, and then to the Mosaic, and now to David, is a semblance of the plan of redemption. Even after Adam fell, if you notice, yes, God cursed the serpent. Yes, he told the woman, your desire shall be to your husband, and from birth you will experience pain. This is how I'm going to tie you to your babies. You're going to have some discomfort. And then you'll love them when you go through pain. And I know that sounds crazy, but ladies, you're built like that. And when you bypass that, you'll have an easy ability to pass them on to grandkids. Give me that epidural. Woo! Give me that epidural quickly. Quickly. When you bypass total pain and say, I don't want none, because sometimes we have to have C-sections. We understand that. But when you don't want no pain at all, it's easier for you to detach from the baby. This is how God keeps you tied. Glory, hallelujah. And when you're giving birth to anything in the kingdom, it's going to come through pressure. Glory to God. Can you understand what it's like to stand here and give birth to a new move? Let me tell you something, there's pressure with it. I know I'm male, but I give birth all the time. I give birth, I push things out all the time, and it comes with a lot of anguish and pain. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Make no mistake about it. This is all alpha. So I want to make sure anybody that's watching me, make sure you understand that. I ain't trying to play with that. I'm just simply saying to you, in the spirit, we give birth. And pressure comes with it. Glory to God. And you can't get rid of the pressure. You won't love the move. You won't have a heartbeat for the move if you don't go through nothing. That's why I'm not going to pray that God take away all of your enemies and stop you from experiencing everything that you experience, because God wants you to go through it and experience the slicing and the tearing of it, because he wants you to love it. And you don't love it if you don't have pain. Ooh, Jesus. It is not your pleasure that makes you love. It is the deep pain that you go through. Love will make you hurt. Glory to God. Go through it and God will bless you. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And each one of them, you see a plan of redemption coming through pain. Each covenant, glory to God. Even to the Davidic covenant. David went through pain to get here. Remember what I told you. Jesus is called the Son of David. The promise, if you watch the verse, it says, after you rest with your fathers, this is what I'm going to do. So David slept with his fathers. He rested with his fathers. And now God is projecting a whole lot of blessings after David's death. We can see it in verse 13. Glory to God. Actually, verse 12, I will set your seed after you, who will come from your body. I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for me, for my name. I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Now, we know Solomon built him a house, and it was glorious. But I will establish his kingdom forever would extend beyond Solomon. Look at verse 14. I will be his father. He shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the blows of the sons of men. Notice, here's a dual prophecy. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men. But I'm not going to beat him personally. I'm going to beat the seed. Thank you, Lord. Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 10. You got to go there. Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 10. Glory to God. I'm going to beat the seed. Zechariah comes along and prophesies, and I will pour upon the house of David. Oh, Jesus. And I will pour upon the house of David, and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the spirit of grace and supplication. Glory to God. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. Who's speaking? David never got nailed on the cross. Who's speaking right there? They shall look upon me whom they have pierced. Come on and say his name. The Son of David now speaks. We got, upon the house of David, I will pour upon David the spirit of grace and supplication. Now it changes. Not they shall look upon him whom they have pierced. And they shall look upon me. Who's speaking first person? Jesus is speaking out of the Godhead. Before he actually comes and is implanted in the woman's womb to be born, hallelujah, in the manger. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. Then it changes again. And they shall mourn for him. Not they shall mourn for me. They shall mourn for him as one mourns for his only son. Who's speaking? the Father. In this one verse, you see Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I don't know why nobody can understand the mystery of God, that they can be all three, but still united as one. And he made it possible that we could be many members of the body, yet one in our purpose and one in our resolve and one in our judgment. And I will pour upon the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. The one that will build a house forever. And they shall mourn for him as one mourns for his only son. Glory to God. Now going back to 2 Samuel chapter 7. And I, hallelujah, will be his father. And he shall be my son. And if he commits iniquity, speaking of Solomon, I will chasten him. In other words, I'm going to speak to the descendant now. I will pour my wrath on the one that I pierce. And I will chasten him with the rod of men. The Roman soldiers will beat him. And with the blows of the sons of men. They will beat him with a Canaanite's tail. And they shall mourn for him as one mourns for his only son. But my mercy shall not depart from this one, as I took it from Saul, glory to God, whom I removed before you. And your house and your kingdom shall be established, look at this, forever. Before you, your throne shall be established forever. According to all these words, according to the words and all his vision, so Nathan spake to King David. When you look at this Davidic covenant, it cannot be possible without the one whom they have pierced. Glory to God. I don't know why anybody would reject Jesus. Why anybody would do anything in ministry without coming through the veil, that is to say his flesh. We got a lot of performers. We got a lot of people who are on it because they're in it to win it as it relates to secular. But there's a few of us, hallelujah, that understand there will be no everlasting kingdom without Christ. Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. The record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ. Watch this, the son of David. When Matthew introduces the genealogy of Jesus, who was basically written to the Jews, he wanted them to know in the genealogy, even as Nathan prophesied to David, out of your body will come, from your loins will come the one, the Messiah. When Matthew picks it up after 400 years of silence, the first thing he says, because there's 400 years of silence between Malachi's last chapter and Matthew's first chapter. He doesn't say, I'm the God of your fathers. He doesn't turn around and say anything about anything he did with Moses. The first thing he says, a record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David. A descendant of the King of David, qualifying Jesus as the Messiah who had to come from the line of David. Glory to God. Then he says, a son of Abraham. Abraham came before David, but he didn't receive the covenant of this one. Thank you, God. Even in the first, when man fell, God has always set up covenants for redemption. So in the first chapter, not only did he curse the serpent and curse to tell the woman that your desires will be to your husband, and man, out of you will sweat now to earn your bread. Man used to just walk through the tulips, but then he had to kind of till the ground and had to watch for the thorn, because thorns and thistles came out of the ground after sin. But if you notice, he said, the scripture says he took coats of skin and clothed them. Where did he get the skin from? It had to come from an animal that he killed. He's always redemptive. Glory to God. In every covenant, even with Noah, he offered up an offering on an altar. And then with Abraham, he offered sacrifices unto the Lord, a lot of blood. And then with Moses, it went to a whole nother level. When he redeems a nation. I mean, the Levitical priesthood, you might as well say that they were slaves to the blood. Thank you, God. So bloody, and it smelled like roasting flesh all of the time. I could see how they could get nauseous. Because he required blood. Don't come before me without any blood. Don't you ever do anything without blood. But he was showing the nation, when I redeem a nation, I need blood to be spilled. And now with David, glory to God, you don't see blood. It is a future representation. He's moving you toward the new covenant, where one man would satisfy his wrath. Not a multitude of lambs and goats, and all of that is coming to an end. And the Davidic covenant is a coming to an end of all of that. Even prophetically, to where God will be satisfied with one. Then he says to the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac, the father of Jacob. Jacob, the father of Judah and his brothers. And the Messiah had to come from the fourth son. Judah, the father of Perez, whose mother was Tamar. Read the story and you'll see how that came to pass. That God even takes a polluted genealogy. Because it came from Judah, he still traced the seed through Judah, even though Judah disobeyed God. Judah went to his father and said, I want my own clan. He said, listen, man, the blessing is upon Jacob and the house of Jacob. You cannot separate. Judah says, I want to separate from you. And there are times when praise wants to separate from the house of the move of God. To become distinct from the house of the move of God. And we got to get the renegade praise and bring it back. Let nobody divide praise in this house. Let nobody divide the move of God in this house. Let nobody come between worshipers and the move of God. Thank you, Jesus. While Judah was away, he got into some trouble. And he had to come back to Jacob for wisdom. Come to find out he was the cause of the problem. And a lot of times when we're looking for answers, the answer really lies within us. He was the cause. His separation was the cause. And he wound up on death row. The woman Tamar that he said, kill her because she has violated the covenant, was actually his fault. And he had to come clean and say, you know what? I'm worthy of death. He comes back and Jacob brings him back into the clan. But notice when Jacob blesses them that the line, the messianic line, will come through Judah. He had to come back, and God chose one of those boys, those twins, to bring the line through. And that is for all of us who are misfits. Your genealogy is funny. God still loves you. Thank you, Lord. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. Then they came to Jericho, and Jesus said to his disciples, together with a large crowd, leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, he said, this is the son of Timothy, who was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that Jesus was coming by, he began to shout. Notice what he calls him. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. We know that the Messiah must come through David. Would you have mercy on me? In Mark chapter 12 and verse 35, when Jesus was teaching in the temple courts, he asked, how is it that the teachers of the law say that the Christ is the son of David? David himself, speaking by the Holy Spirit, declared, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand and I will put your enemies under your feet. While Jesus was teaching in the courts, he asked. In other words, he's tying himself with the song that I am the one, the son of David, the seed of the woman that will bruise the head of the serpent. Glory to God. Psalm 72, I don't have time to read it all, but read it in your leisure, verse 1 through 11. It says, give the king your judgments, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son. And your righteousness to the king's son, but it's capitalized. David is saying, I believe what Nathan spoke to me, that there will come after me one that will be divine. So I thank you for your judgments, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son. He will judge your people. He's looking way beyond Solomon and the kings of Israel. And your people with righteousness, your poor with justice. The mountains will bring peace to the people. And the hills, the little hills by righteousness, he will bring justice to the poor of the people. Speaking of the son, capitalized. He will save the children of the needy and will break pieces in pieces the oppressor. That's what we're here to do. We are to break the oppressor off of the lives of God's people in our church today. Can somebody say amen? And if you read the chapter, you begin to see how God is speaking of Christ even in the 72nd Psalm. He goes on, I mean, it's so beautiful, I don't have time to deal with it, but even the kings of the land will bow to him. Glory to God. We know Jesus didn't fulfill that totally, but he's coming back again. He's coming back to fulfill it all. Can somebody say amen? And then in Psalm 89, verses 1 through 4, remember the covenant with David and sorrow for lost blessings. Look at the word, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. Who's going to make it known to all generations? I will make it known to all generations. Now we're speaking of the seed, that he will make it known to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness shall be, you shall establish in the very heavens. Actually, when you start reading the Psalms now, you're going to be battling. Is David talking of himself or is he speaking of Jesus? You need to be asking that question. And it's going to shock you when you start highlighting it, when he gives you revelation, how many times he's declaring that Jesus is coming. That's why Andre Crouch, who was before his time, was singing, when the trumpet sounds, he's coming back for me. In the twinkling of an eye. He was way beyond his time when he's writing these things. But he was all in the Psalms when God was giving him his message. Thank you, Jesus. Look at this. I have made a covenant with my chosen. Verse 3. I have made a covenant with who? My chosen. I have sworn to my servant David, your seed I will establish forever and build up your house or your throne in all to all generations. Speaking of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Last but not least, from the Song of Ascent, Psalm 132, Lord, remember David and all his affliction. How he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I will not go into the chamber of my house or go up to the comfort of my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. And because he had that heart, God opened up a portal to allow him to see what he would do through his seed. And his name is Christ, the Son of David. When I deal with the new covenant, because it's all about Jesus now, you're going to see twinkles of David because God loved the man. You know why? Because he had a heart for God. And he had a heart for worship. If you ever want God to turn a key in your favor, if you ever want him to give you favor, you got to make it to worship. You can't come to worship late. You got to worship him every day in message and in song and in seed.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message titled Jesus, the Son of David, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2204-1011. That's reference number 2204-1011.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today. Get ready for Special Forces Boots on the Ground Ambassadors for Christ Evangelism Training Day on Saturday, October 8th from 8 a.m. until noon. The training is designed to help churches and individuals become more effective and confident in sharing the Christian faith with others. It will all take place at Truth Reveal. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or the website to register. CARE Learning Center is looking for volunteers to tutor students in grades K through 12 and college. Although teachers are preferred, other caring professionals are also considered. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or the website to sign up. Are you ready for a sense of belonging, connecting, growing strong, and serving well? New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.